So much of the news tells stories of people caught up in tragic events. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has this reporter's notebook about how uncomfortable it can be for journalists trying to get those stories.
When I was covering wars in Africa in the 90s, colleagues would joke about an old journalist's memoir. Its title, "Anyone Here Been Raped and Speak English?" We laughed because it rang true. You can feel like a vulture descending on people in tragedy, as NPR producer Marisa Peñalosa and I found ourselves doing recently in El Salvador. We met a plane load of immigrants just deported from the U.S. With limited time, we split up and worked the crowd.
And you were there how long?
Where?
Las Vegas.
6 years.
And so what do you plan to do now?
I go back. Because, you know, I have all my family in the United States.
Their arrival and processing was like a walk of shame. Somewhere along the way, each had made decisions that caused pain for loved ones. Some left children behind. One young man had lost his legal status after killing someone in a car accident. You start with the assumption that people really don't want to share this information, and then you try to get them to talk anyway. Amazingly, they do.
Más bien está pensado no volver jamás para Estados Unidos.
One young man had a wife and 5-year-old child in Kansas. But he said they hadn't decided yet whether to come live with him now in El Salvador. After hearing something like that, whatever follow-up question you ask, you feel pretty stupid. We followed one middle-aged deportee to his house. There, Julio seemed humiliated. He'd failed to provide for his family here or to find success in the U.S. As he shared the circumstances of his near death in the Arizona desert, the entire family broke into sobs, at which point my colleague Marisa and I also teared up. I used to fight hard not to cry. I worried somehow it would compromise my journalistic integrity. The older I get, the more silly that seems. I'd say most people I've interviewed overseas have never heard of NPR. They may not understand the power of a national news broadcast, and I'm not sure they care. What I've come to believe is that for some people in the midst of crisis, it's helpful just to talk, to have an outsider listen, try to understand, and sometimes even cry with them.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.